Okay, we're back with episode 2 of Crazy Ass Chicken Ladies. So, here we go.
And yeah!
We have my daughter Lacey joining us.
With Oreo!
Okay, what did Daddy say about the microphone? Who do you got?
With Oreo!
Oreo. That's her baby chicken. What kind of chicken is it?
Go chin, say something, Oreo. Okay.
Get a little bok-bok going there. Come on, Oreo. No. What are you teaching her to do right now?
Skateboard.
Yeah.
Skateboard.
Yeah. That's because our chickens are circus chickens.
Uh-huh.
So,
she's got a million talents right there. She's ready.
Aww. She just sat down on the skateboard.
Yep.
She's so cute.
She is pretty cute. So, Kelly, has it been cold enough for you?
I'll tell you what, if it could just be a little bit colder. I mean, yeah, so great. Feel like we live in Minnesota.
I know, right?
Minnesota.
Any of your chickens got frostbite?
Not yet.
Man, my rooster does. Sunny, his comb and a little bit on his wattle. So he's in the house right now because that's how we roll.
He seems to like it in here.
He's doing okay. We have the TV, you know, the TV going, yeah. The computer, so he can watch TV.
That is the most pampered rooster in the world. He's living the dream right now.
He is living the dream. What do you think about Sunny, Lacey?
I think if I'm going to make a circus out of chickens, I have to be a rooster tamer.
A rooster tamer. Do you think you can tame Sunny?
Answer to that? N-O. No way. No. He absolutely tries to attack me if I wear bright colors, and circus colors are sort of bright, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thinking.
I bet you could train Onyx, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or this one right here. This little baby acts like she's just as sweet.
She acts?
Look at her. She's just listening and joining in here, so...
She's acting like a princess.
She is acting like a princess, kind of like her owner. Are you a princess, Lacey?
No, I...
Yeah, yeah,
but she's just acting like she's calm.
Yeah.
She's cute. She probably likes it in here.
It's warm. It's warm, so I'm sure she does. What are some things you've been doing to keep your chickens warm in this mess?
Well, you know, I've added some extra straw. It's that fine chop straw, because... chickens are pampered. Not to be confused with, you know, the pampered chicken mama or whatever that's called. I don't know, but yeah. Put some extra straw down, and I have put a heater, well, heat panel, yeah. Both of them. Because I don't care what anybody says, I like them.
Yeah, I do too. There's a big debate on heat, don't heat.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody can do themselves whatever they feel like is best. But I put heaters in my 3 coops. Two of them only go at night because the Americanas have a lot of straw and their run. They don't have the snow run. Like the other run is full of snow.
Yeah.
So one we keep on just for them to have a place to run during the day. Because it's cold.
Oh.
I mean, Sunny's got frostbite. He won't go in there a lot of times. He sleeps on the perch, which
crazy.
Is, I know. But, yeah, so, and I even put, and I will say, Mesher's dog paw wax on his comb and wattles, and I think it would be a lot worse if I hadn't done that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I, when it first got cold, I did all of the baby's feet, like all the chicken's feet, and I think it's helped them. So, I highly recommend that to help prevent the frostbite. You know, once they get it, you got to go to Vetrusen or some type of.
Yeah. But that Vetrusen, boy, that's good stuff.
It is. It is. I'm hoping it's going to save Sunny's comb. We'll see the little tip of it. But we did straw, and my husband, he got some from Southern States. He didn't like it because it wasn't packaged in plastic, so it got all over his van.
That's how mine is.
Yeah.
So
I actually like it better that way. I think... you know, when you go to section it, it comes off in nice sections. But when they put it in the plastic, it kind of just all falls apart when you open it up.
But, I don't know. It's packed in pretty good. Like, I can beat it apart.
Yeah.
So.
But we did pine chips, too, because Tractor Supply ran out of straw. So we just got the pine shavings. And I just put them all over the run so we didn't
everybody
have
got
to
ready.
Walk on
I called
snow.
Over to the one in Mount Sterling to see if I could get some.
Yeah.
Some of that straw. They're like, no, that cold snap just cleaned this out.
Yeah. So people did. They got in on it. I did end up ordering food from Chewy just so we didn't have to go out.
I love chewing.
Came in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Organic, the flies and everything. Yeah.
They even offer that 22% protein.
Yeah. That's nice.
It's impressive. And how quick they get it to you. I'm like, cost about the same.
It does.
Bring it to my door.
It's free shipping.
I like the boxes.
Yeah. I know. It was a really nice box that came.
I put it on auto ship this last time. I might just keep it coming.
Yeah. Because this weather, it's not being able to get out. I think that is that's a good choice. Chewy.com. Got to throw on my bone for that. I do love Southern States just because, you know, it's a co-op and it supports a lot of local, but
right,
just kind of hard to get over there in this weather.
I think I'm probably most impressed with those heaters.
I am too.
Got them from Amazon. They got little handles on them. They got a timer on them. 3 heat settings.
Yeah.
Can't beat it.
No.
And they're cheap.
They are cheap. And, like, you can mount them or they stand. That's so right.
You can even hang them. They come with a hanging kit.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
My husband.
Like a big wire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have to say the heaters have been a lifesaver. Probably. And especially because tonight's supposed to be 0 or -1.
It's crazy.
And then it's going to start warming up. So, but it may not last because we're not even through January. We're not even to February.
I know, right?
And even March can be bad. So,
yeah. It's been a pretty bad January so far.
It has. The black woolly worms did not lie.
I'll tell you what, here in Kentucky, though, we're not used to anything.
No.
We're just like, what? We're always still outraged by, oh, look, we got 5 inches of snow. Shut it down. Yeah. Shut everything down. That's it. Everybody else is like, no, they're ridiculous.
It's that southern border thing. We're in that south, and it's just...
We're wearing shorts and hoodies, and, you know.
Yeah.
It's January.
Yeah, because we just don't want to admit that it's actually going to snow when it is. What you got to say, Miss Lacey?
I have a question.
Okay. Get up to the microphone.
What do you have to do when your chicken gets frostbite?
Well, you have to put Vetresen on it. Spray Vetresen and make sure you feed them a lot of protein to help with healing, like the crumbles.
And what if it, like, gets bad?
Well, it'll fall off and it'll heal.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll heal.
You think it looks horrible, but then just one day you go out there and it's gone.
Yeah.
And they're okay.
Yeah. They'll live from it. They're not going to die from it.
I'm just making sure for my Oreo.
Okay. Well, she's not going to get frostbite.
She's the best little chicken. Look at her sitting there.
She is something else.
Let's get her a remote control car for her. How cool would that be?
Oh, yeah.
It would be pretty cool.
Let's get her like a little Jeep or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it actually has an inside that you can set in.
Oh, yeah.
American Girl makes their own cars that have remote controls. And I think Oreo's pretty much the size that she can fit.
Oh. Yeah. I think we could find a cheaper one than the American Girl doll one. Yeah.
It has to be like small.
Well, it'd be small. They had small ones when we were camping, remember? Your little buddy John had that.
Oh yeah, but it doesn't seem like Oreo could even sit.
Oreo's larger than not Oreo. Sunny's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. So, I think it'll be all right. We'll find her something.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Sitting there. You know what? You need to start training her in the harness like you did the others.
You do.
I'm going to teach Oreo how to fly for
the hoop. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That'd be great.
Because I have to teach Oreo how to do
stay tuned for the chicken circus.
Yeah.
We'll probably definitely have that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to have a chicken petting zoo.
Something, oh yeah.
But, like, you have to wear non-bright colors if you're going to come, actually.
Because Sunny doesn't like them, does he?
Sunny's non-bright. Sunny's going to be like, get out of my house.
I hope you're going to charge people.
With that on.
Are you going to charge people to come and look at them?
Not that much. We're not going to be a quarter. When we, like, get bigger, I'll start charging a little more.
She got plans.
Like $1.
Girl's got plans.
Like $1. Okay. Got to raise that 4-H money, kiddo. Which,
get some gas
Green plans. River Poultry Club show's coming up April 20th, their spring show. So I saw that. That's the first show I've really seen listed. I got excited because I thought they had listed other dates, but it was from last year on the poultry show central, whatever.
I know. I find that all the time.
Delete that out. It's gone. Like, we need the New Year's dates. Kentucky Agriculture page hasn't listed the fair times yet, but they'll be coming. They'll be coming up with the fair times.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm excited to go to the Green River Poultry Show. I think that'll be cool. And then there is a February 10th in Adair County. They're hosting that 4-H showmanship
week.
Like, what do you call it? Like, seminar.
Right.
Type thing. So, that'd be really good if you want to show your chickens. They're going to go over all that, and I think that'll be great. So,
very informative.
It is.
A good experience.
Yeah, it would be. For anybody that wants to show their chickens. And if you're in Kentucky, I recommend joining the Green River Poultry Club because they have a lot of knowledge and some really cool birds and things. So, hope to see you guys there April 20th. And I think that's all we've got for today.
All right.
Anything else, Miss Kelly?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, hey, stay warm out there.
I know, right?
Grease up your chickens.
Yes.
Come on, speak for you.
Use that dog paw wax and that's keep right. them safe. So.
Oreo.
Hi, little baby.
Oreo.
I thought she was going to say something there for a minute.
I did, too.
I was going to take her picture.
Thanks for joining us, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah.